Brandy J presents Voices of the Future, a kids and youth podcast. Everyone, can you please welcome the sweet and bubbly host of Voices of the Future, Mia Montgomery Sanchez.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining Voices of the Future. So glad that you can join us. Our very first episode and very, very proud to present to you Mia S. So guys, this is just a glimpse into even more to come, but thank you, and Voices of the Future, let's go.
Hi, I'm your host Mia. Thank you for joining us today.
First, Mia, talk to us about safety on the internet.
I am doing a segment on safety for kids and youth. First, let's talk about being safe on the internet. One thing is to be careful with what you are watching. Another thing is to not press on any button if you don't know what it is.
Mia also has some safe and fun activities that you can do with your friends.
Second, let's talk about safe and fun activities you can do with your friends. You can bake with your friends, always with adult supervision. You can play school and teach each other. Things you don't know.
Mia S also has some safety tips for the kitchen and the stove.
Third, let's talk about the kitchen and the stove. Always have adult supervision or don't touch it at all.
Mia has a message on talking to your parents and letting them know when you're not feeling too safe or in danger.
Fourth, let's talk about letting our parents know when you feel unsafe or in danger. Always let your parents know how you feel. If you're in danger, tell an adult. Thank you for joining me. This is Mia from Voice of the Future. Thanks.
Thank you, Mia, for sharing your safety tips with us. Can't wait until the next time. Segment, she touched on some very important safety matters like the stove and in the kitchen. You should always be careful in the kitchen when food is cooking. Not touch things or go near the aisles or any sort unless your parent or an adult is there instructing you. There's so much safety in dealing with a stove. It could be a grease fire. So many things. You can burn yourself with oil. You can accidentally knock something hot over. So please, please take that in mind. And if your parents allow you to prepare food, never do it without letting them know that you're going to be using the stove so they can be aware and monitor you while you do so. These are safe ways to keep you safe. Us as adults have to do the same things as far as being careful and being aware in the kitchen. And we just want best for you and for you to keep safe and do the same. Safety matters. Mia spoke about safety on the internet and not hitting and clicking buttons or things that you shouldn't be. And if you see something that's suspicious or that's not right, let your parents know. Don't click on anything that looks like it might not be something you should be clicking on. When you're on the internet, you should be doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing on the internet. Never go off and try to find things or look into things that you're not supposed to. And also be very aware of not engaging in any type of activity with someone you don't know. If you're in chat games, because safety matters, and making sure you do the right thing will keep you safe. Always remember, guys, always let your parents know when something's going on and you feel not safe or in a dangerous situation. Go to an adult. Go to your parent. Go to a trusted adult. Please, always let your parents know. If it's on the internet, school, wherever you are, always be open and upfront with your parents because they love you and they're always going to help you. Safe and fun activities, Mia says. And yes, there's so many things that kids can do with their friends to keep safe. Instead of doing things that possibly aren't too safe and that can get you hurt or in a lot of trouble. So come up with ideas, fun ideas that you and your friends can do together that'll keep you both out of trouble and safe. The voiceover in the show is done by M.W. Holiday from My Worst Holiday Podcast. So please, guys, support and tune in. Voices of the Future.